Test 14. You will hear a number of different recordings and will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the questions and instructions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the test listening booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a customer talking to a travel agent. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, welcome to the Travel Depot. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a reasonably priced holiday. I went to South Africa for a month last year, and I'd like to see North America this time, maybe Canada.
The customer says he went to South Africa last year, so the correct answer is C. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, welcome to the Travel Depot. How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for a reasonably priced holiday. I went to South Africa for a month last year, and I'd like to see North America this time, maybe Canada. But I'm also interested in Europe if the prices to Canada are too expensive. I'm on quite a tight budget, you see.
Well, you could go to Europe, but I'll get some prices for Canada first. I've been to Vancouver. It's lovely at this time of year. And we have some special offers on at the moment.
Okay, well, I have some relatives over in Vancouver, so that would be good. I can always travel around Europe next year. Besides, it may be a bit too hot for me at this time.
Right, let's have a look at some prices then. When would you like to go?
Sometime at the end of next month if possible, but I'm quite flexible any time between the 24th and the 31st. I'd like to go for 3 weeks.
Well, there's lots of availability for those dates. Now, if you're concerned about the cost, it's cheaper if you don't mind not flying direct.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Well, if you don't mind changing planes, then it's cheaper.
Oh, well, I don't mind changing planes.
In that case, the cheapest flight I have leaves on the 25th and changes in New York. It's only a short stop. You'll be in the airport for 2.5 hours. How does that sound?
Sounds good, but what's the price?
That's £412 for a return flight, but that doesn't include airport tax. Would you like to arrange any accommodation?
No, I have a cousin I can stay with. All I need is a flight, so I think I'll take that one.
Right, I'll just check availability for your return. 3 weeks, did you say?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, well, there are seats available on the 14th or the 15th. Which one would you prefer?
The 14th sounds good. Yes, from the 25th to the 14th sounds fine.
I'll reserve that for you then. Can you tell me your name, please?
Jim Jackson.
Is that J-A-C-K-S-O-N?
That's right.
And can I take an address and contact number?
Yes, it's 10 Allen Road, Oldham. Do you want a home number or my mobile?
Either's fine.
Well, my home number is 0151-433-398.
Okay, so you're booked on flight number VN217 to Vancouver, leaving London Heathrow at 11:35 in the morning on the 25th and returning on the 14th. So that's 20 nights. Now, one more thing.
You now have some time to read questions 7 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, one more thing. Do you have any travel insurance? We recommend all our clients take out some kind of cover, even though most people don't end up needing it. Most people have it just for peace of mind.
Well, what type of cover do you have?
There are two choices, the Gold Star and the Silver Star. Our most comprehensive cover is the Gold Star, which will cost £21 for the period you are away. It's a good policy because it covers almost all eventualities, even extreme sports such as snowboarding and skydiving.
What about the Silver Star?
That's £18, but it doesn't cover you for any dangerous sports.
Well, for £3, I think I'll take the first one. The gold cover, please.
Right, and is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, do you have any information about what to do in Vancouver?
Yes, I'm sure there's something on the computer that can help. Yes. There's a Shakespeare play at the theatre, but at $54 it's quite expensive. That starts at 8 p.m. The City Museum is really popular too, if you like that kind of thing. They have a special exhibition of Japanese armour next month. Entrance is free and the museum is open from 9 to 4:30, Monday to Saturday. Would you be interested in either of those?
Maybe.
Well, I'm sure you can arrange that when you get there anyway. So it's the flight and the Gold Star insurance. That's £433 in total.
Can I pay by Visa?
Yes, of course. If you start...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.